When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I feel so secure in our relationship.
Yeah.
I go out of my way to make sure that everyone else can see that too.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why the trust has been built. Though, exactly. Too. Like, cause
yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, plus you sometimes come back at like 5 a.m. and like you're hanging out with like literally 1,700 dudes.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I'm not going to lie. You smell like jizz. Shit They Don't Tell You.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
And I'm Steve Green. And this is a podcast mostly relationship driven.
Yeah, it has been in the past few years.
So.
Yeah. I mean, because we aren't experts on any subject, but we are.
I'm pretty good at crypto, but other than that.
But other than that, we have the most experience in being in a relationship.
A successful human relationship.
We used to make jokes about like the first few days of us being married and having such a successful marriage.
Well, yeah, because it was like a weekend and we're like, is this a successful marriage?
This is a super successful marriage.
This is working out.
We've been really succeeding really at good. Marriage so far. Now it's been almost 7 years since we got married.
Which is crazy.
And 11 years since we've been together.
And we both.
And friends for 13 years.
And mostly really friends.
Mostly friends.
Above all, we're friends.
The first year of us being together, we called each other fuck friends.
Yeah,
I mean, like as a joke, because
like
we
that.
Were like really serious.
Well, no, because we were so serious, but everyone around us was like, you guys are just like fucking, it's cool.
Yeah.
But we're like, yeah, totally, we're fuck friends.
And we were saying I love you within like 2 weeks.
Dude, we're saying I love you within like 3 days, dude. That's how it felt. Mm-hmm. It was like insane.
Anyway, it's not about us.
Anywho.
It's not about us.
Today we're about helping you.
It's about you.
And I got to be honest, and I'm not dunking on people out there, but me and Nikki have constantly told people, don't settle.
Yes. Right?
Don't wait, do wait, don't settle.
Yeah.
And
it's
gratifying, isn't it?
Yes, because people are scared, and this is what I've come to realize over the course of talking to many people, and the through line is people are scared to be alone, like with themselves.
Yes.
And you need that. You have to go through a period where you fall in love with yourself before you can fall in love with someone else. And I know that's so cliche, but it you really won't understand what that means until you spend a lot of time with yourself and get to know who the fuck you are on a base level of what makes you happy, as if you were taking your own self on a date.
Yes.
Like, what are you thrilled by? And then when you can be your own best partner, then anything on that, you're not going to want to settle.
Exactly.
Because you're so happy alone that like any partner you find should only enhance that, or else they don't make the cut.
Exactly. And I have to say that in our case, like I was single for like 9 days before I got with Nikki, but I knew exactly what I wanted. That's the thing that people don't understand.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what I wanted.
I said I was ready to be single forever, but then
I said that love is a cold, dead lie told by thieves.
Yeah.
And then 9 days later, I'm literally balls deep in you.
Well, to be fair, I wrote in my journal that I wasn't going to date someone unless they were exactly like Steve Green, because I decided after watching him for a while that like that was the template that I wanted for a relationship.
And to be fair, I said I wasn't going to date anybody unless they were easy. Mm-hmm. So how about I? No, that's not what happened. That's not at all what happened. Also, I'm not that cool. I'm not cool I'm not cool at all.
And he's also just like so picky anyway.
Yeah, true.
Like,
no, so true.
Like, I don't think
impossible. Literally
you're
impossible.
Not easy.
No. That's why my body count's half of yours. Anyways, we're not doing math here. This is not a math podcast.
I do like math.
It's not a math podcast.
Okay.
So today's question comes from Reddit Relationship Advice.
Okay.
My 25 female, so this is a 25 female talking. Best friend, 24 male, proposed to me.
What?
I am confused and mortified. You like that? That's why I laughed earlier.
Yeah.
Where can we go from here? Holy shit. That is a bad start for this cat.
What are we doing?
What are we doing exactly? Frankly, I'm still in shock that this happened, so this might be all over the place. Bear with me.
This is like an extreme version of when you said that male and females can't be friends.
Thank you.
Like, this is like an extreme version.
Supports my worldview. Anyway, they say all fake names as usual. Reddit people are so serious. Jordan and I met in university 2 years ago. We both started at the same time, and because of our ages, we were both considered, quote, mature students. So we quickly became firm friends. As we shared a dorm, we joke around together about us being old enough to be considered mature enough in our early 20s. We weren't on the same course, but given that we lived together, we would hang out pretty much all the time whenever we didn't have a lecture. We joined a bunch of societies together. We went drinking every weekend together, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty sweet gig, because it meant we were at least never alone. Obviously, we made other friends, both alone and together, but we were always each other's number one at the end of the day. At the moment, we're on spring holiday for Easter, and while we haven't hung out consistently, we decided to make plans to visit each other's hometowns because we're from very starkly different places. Today we went to mine. Mine is big city central. So you see where this is going.
Yeah.
This cat's like, she wants to see my place. Yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, I've never been to a rural place. I'm from a city or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a Hallmark movie.
Dude, it is. It's that rote. This morning we went there and we were wandering down the streets doing some sightseeing because he's never been. Typically there's a lot of street sellers here trying to sell you everything from hot dogs to fluffy Pokemon hats. I decided I wanted to get a caricature done. I've never had one. Thought it'd be funny to get and hang over my bed when we got back for it's
literally
term.
Scenes from a Hallmark movie.
Legitimately. Like, what? And cheap.
Yeah.
For production. I asked Jordan if he wanted to get one and he refused. No worries. So I sat down to get it done. They don't take very long. 5-10 minutes later. So I stayed, looked straight forward to the artist the entire time. He finished the caricature. I loved it. So obviously I turn it to show it to Jordan. When I turn though, I literally don't even know what to say. He's down on one knee holding up a ring box.
I got goosebumps.
I don't even really know what he said. If he did like the whole proposal speech thing, because I was just so confused.
It's like a bomb went off in her ear, like that like ringing sound.
I was barely paying attention. It's like Oppenheimer, dude.
Yeah.
Remember again, this is a super busy tourist city, so this is drawing a mini crowd now coming over to cheer us on.
No.
I couldn't help but to burst into laughter. To be honest, I thought this was some kind of odd prank.
Yeah,
type
I would think
thing.
It was a prank too.
Right.
Like he's just doing a joke in public or a TikTok.
Oh,
like,
we hope. Oh, fingers crossed. We never have been prankster types or whatever, but I couldn't come up with a reasonable explanation. So I just laughed and laughed and laughed until I looked at Jordan.
He's crying.
And he looked genuinely heartbroken.
Yeah.
So obviously I asked him something along the lines of, you're not being serious. And this is the only thing I remember him saying. He shut the box, stood up, shrugged, and said, I guess not anymore, and then walked off.
Oh my gosh. What?
This left me standing pretty awkwardly in this gathered crowd of people, a lot of whom were giving me dirty looks.
It was like a bad dream.
Which made me incredibly uncomfortable, yes.
It was like a dream I would have, and be like, that was weird.
Yeah, you hope you wake up.
Yeah.
The plan was to meet back up at a hotel. We had booked rooms next door to each other. So I figure that's where he's going and head back that way, but he's not there. So I wait and wait and wait, and he does not return. Wow. I text him out of concern. It's 1:15 p.m. This occurred at 1:15 p.m. It's currently 6:20 p.m. as I'm writing this. Just asking, are you okay? He responds with a long message back, many paragraphs.
Oh my gosh.
Which I would post because it's an odd read, but I won't out of respect for his privacy.
Okay. An odd read.
Yeah. So good.
Dude, I wanted to read it so bad.
In which, my favorite part, he basically accuses me of leading him on, asking, why didn't I break up with him sooner?
Break up?
Yeah, saying I had, quote, publicly humiliated him, and, quote, he thought I loved him the same way, and he felt our relationship was strong enough to consider taking the next step.
What the fuck?
Now, this is completely out of left field for me. I literally got no idea where in the world he got this idea from. The closest we've ever been physically is a hug, hello, and goodbye. They never even kissed or nothing.
What the fuck?
I never even jokingly flirted with him for exactly this reason. I've had too many friendships collapse because they can't tell the difference between serious interesting and joking banter in relationships.
Right. So don't even take the risk about fake flirting.
So I've been extra careful to not cross that boundary. We've never kissed, never been on a date, never had sex. I do not find him physically attractive. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship. Yeah,
typically, you have a conversation like, are we a thing?
Typically, I think you made out once before you get on one knee with a ring box, dude.
Like, not even flirty banter.
Holy shit.
Not even flirty banter.
Insane. Literally insane. So, yeah, then she closes with, I don't understand where on earth you got this idea that we are a thing. This isn't something you ever brought up before. I'm genuinely bewildered. He hasn't returned to the hotel yet. I knock on his door to check. I've been listening for him. Nothing. Haven't responded to his long paragraph because honestly, I don't know how to. I'm just so stunned, taken aback. Genuinely have no idea where to go from here, what to do. And yeah.
Well, I don't know how to give relationship advice since there isn't an existing relationship. Because
it's so
tough. This is more like you're breaking up with a friend.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Really bizarre way to find out there's a problem. But yeah, there's a problem. And yeah. I would say you're probably going to need to break up this friendship. And that sucks.
Yeah.
But like, how do you ever recover from that? How do you recover from that?
You don't.
I mean, he has
never being friends the same way.
Especially yet. Since it's not even about what he did. It's about he has no self-awareness about what he did.
That's correct.
And so like, you're never going to be able to be on the same page fundamentally because he has no self-awareness about this very bizarre, crazy thing that he did.
You can't even trust him to self-diagnose a relationship.
Exactly.
And that's a huge issue.
That's a huge issue.
Hugest issue maybe ever.
I don't think I could be friends with someone that lacks that much self-awareness.
Same.
And she really did. And it took this happening for her to get like how different they are.
She didn't understand what was going on.
Yeah. Huh, Franks?
And by the way, this is why like Nikki said before, this is why I always say guys and chicks can't be friends. Not really.
Like,
not
and
really.
People always give you, this is more I'm talking about JK audiences, like giving shit because I represented you on an episode and then everyone's like, Nikki thinks that blah, blah, blah,
go
blah, blah.
It.
And I'm like, actually, this was Steve's.
I know exactly why I think
Steve's
this.
Role.
I know exactly why I think this.
Go for it.
Guys are guys. We do that thing.
Yeah.
We're like, if you're even like a fucking passing grade for a chick, we deserve you in a way.
What if like, do you believe, let's say, okay, so we're very married.
Correct.
And very,
thank you.
Very vocal about
correct
being happily married.
Yes.
One other couple could be friends with other couples. Like for example,
couples is fine.
Okay. Now what about this? I play with a lot of poker players in a very male dominated sport.
Yeah.
And I would consider a few of them friends. And I don't think there's any sexual vibes there at all. And a lot of them know you.
Why not?
And well, I talk about you all the time. and so like, I don't know, in that regard, I feel like we're friends, but I feel like there are boundaries.
I'll just say this.
I think there's boundaries.
It's not a true friendship.
I'm not going to their hometowns.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is with a friend, right? A real friend, a real deal friend.
Yeah.
You go, who's our real friends, right? Uh-huh. I go hang out in their fucking houses all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you with chicks, they come stay with us.
Right. I think it's about.
It's different.
Yeah. But like one of them wouldn't hang out with us one-on-one. It's more about that,
exactly.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have a guy friend come over here one-on-one.
Never. And also, you don't, like, go on, like, dinner dates with these people.
Yeah.
Like, it's, if you're with these people, it's with a group of people. And it's not, like, an intimate setting or whatever.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's, like, completely benign and, like, whatever. But, like, if I was to go on a one-on-one, it's, like, me and, like, some chick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to dinner, lunch, or whatever. And it's like not for business, not for anything. It's like literally just to check
to
in or whatever, to hang. I just think that's weird.
Mm.
I just think that's strange. And I wouldn't put myself in that position.
Right.
That's all. It's not about me knowing
right
what's up. Because I could know a million and a half times what's up. But me not putting myself in that position for you is like the whole jam.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's just that simple. And like, you know, it doesn't mean like, you know, like
I just feel like people take it like really far. Like I wanted you to explain your
Yeah, no. And I look, I understand people are like, oh, but honestly, it's not like a fuck you to anybody. It's just how I do this thing in a respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to put you in a position where like I'm out with somebody and they're a woman or whatever. And it's like, well, why is your husband like on a dinner date or lunch date with some chick? That's weird to me. And I completely agree.
I guess at this point, it's not that weird because of like there's so much trust. Now, if you were like,
yeah, that's true.
If you were like calling her up and like having long phone calls and then like going out to meet with her all the time, like a different level. But like if you met up with somebody for lunch because they were in town or whatever, like, I don't know, I wouldn't even think about it.
Perfect example.
Uh-huh.
Someone I know who you haven't met yet, Colleen from JK.
Yeah.
I helped her get crypto.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with her for like 2 fucking hours because it's like teaching the blind how to move around.
Uh-huh.
No hate to the blind.
How to move around.
No hate to the blind.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, but I would never put myself in a position where it's like, I always told you about everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And like, also it's like, hey, I'm helping this person do a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like with a conclusion.
Yeah.
Right. But like, I can see some people going like, well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. So it ends up, you're saying a general rule.
Yeah.
But like, it ends up being flexible the more trust that you build with somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
I think. And so like, I was on the opposite side when we first met, and then I came to your side, and now I'm like on a, where like, well, when I picture like, oh, you going to lunch with Colleen, like I have zero feelings of something shady going on, right?
That's fair.
You know what I mean? But like, it takes, I think, a lot of like building trust. And in the beginning like this, especially if both parties are single,
yeah,
I do agree with you that if both parties are single, one person always wants something else.
Yes.
I think that's true. I've come to the conclusion that
thank
is
you for
true.
Coming to
and
the
I used to
conclusion.
I used to not think that.
Guys are sus.
I used to not
Don't
think
trust
that.
Guys. We're sus.
I've had a lot of guy friends and
they're sus.
But then when I think about how a lot of those relationships got
secondary
ruined.
And tertiary agendas at all times. And they
are
look,
sus.
We don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
You say no and we're like, oh, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
I'll get you later. It's fucked up. It's dumb.
It's weird. Yeah.
Just saying.
Super weird.
No, so I go out of my way to put a moat around myself and anybody who you could be perceived as like a challenge to you ever.
Because
like I'm just so, like you said, I feel so secure in our relationship.
Yeah.
I go out of my way to make sure that everyone else can see that too.
Yeah. I think that's why the trust has been built. Though,
exactly.
Too. Like, because
yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, plus you sometimes come back at like 5 a.m. and like you're hanging out with like literally 1,700 dudes.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I'm not going to lie, you smell like jizz.
Well, I did let them jizz on me, but that's like friendship.
Yeah.
That's like everyone does that.
Yeah.
That's like a normal thing in poker. Babe.
When
that's
she
a
comes
normal,
home, I'm like, she smells like jizz.
Babe,
like,
that's a normal
like,
thing in
it's
poker.
It's the soap at the Aria. And I'm like,
it's,
oh, okay.
That's, everyone's jizzing on each other on break. Like,
yeah, you know that.
I mean, don't. Like, sure. I guess you don't really understand poker the way
I mean, you haven't studied it at all.
No, we all jizz on each other on break. I can't jizz on them because I don't have the parts.
You can't do it.
No, so they have to jizz on me.
That makes sense.
And that's the thing.
That makes so much sense.
And I wish I could give it back, but I can't. Yeah. So
at least you wish you could.
It's kind of unfair to them.
Yeah. So sometimes I'm like, okay, she's definitely hardcore cheating on me, but.
Yeah.
I love this chick.
No, I am hardcore cheating on you.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. Like, it's literally
it's poker.
It's GTO.
It's
game
it's
theory
strategy.
Optimal
yeah,
to like on break.
Yeah, that's true.
No, just on break. Like,
oh, yeah.
You don't have a lot of time.
On break, you're on break.
You're on break.
And I respect that.
Yeah, you're on a break.
You're on a break.
That's literally what it means.
I respect it.
That's literally what it means.
I respect the syntax because I'm a writer.
Yeah.
Some people say, Steve's saying he's a writer there. I'm like, no, I'm literally a writer. W-R-I-T-E-R.
Yeah.
So I respect the syntax.
And I thought you said you wanted to cuck. That's all I just thought you said you wanted that.
So true. Anywho.
Oh my God, my favorite Reddit posts that come up are the ones that are like, so my wife's bull wants to like convert her to his religion, and I just think that's crossing a line. Like, he's just there to he's supposed to just be there to please her, not convert.
No way.
Yeah,
you seen that?
Yeah, those they come up on
Send
my
me
Twitter
that.
Okay, I will. They come up on my Twitter feed.
I don't get that. I don't get that.
It's I don't know what happened.
Minor dog shit.
It came up one time and I like read it, and so now it just thinks I'm really into like Reddit cuckold qualms. It's the funniest shit. It's always like, so my wife's bull, do you think this is crossing a line or no? He like took her out to Disneyland without like my knowledge, and she,
I do think that's,
you know, shit like that.
I do think that's
it's really funny.
If she,
because it's,
if
always,
she likes Disney, if she doesn't like Disney,
like
it's not
if they're fucking this, their wife, like if the bull is like just if no, if they're doing that to the wife, like if they're jizzing all over her face,
yeah,
no problems,
no question.
But like if this guy thinks he can just like get her a flower on Valentine's Day,
I kind of
like
this guy.
That is fucked up.
Kind of like this guy.
So
I get you flowers on Valentine's Day.
I know.
Thank you.
No, I'm saying if my bull did that, you would be mad.
We're going to go on a break. No, I'm kidding.
On a break?
Hey, easy.
That, you watch your words.
I better be really careful. I need to have my lawyer present.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have an update on this.
Okay, an update on this story?
Yeah, on this particular story.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Jordan did, in fact, not come back to the hotel. I stayed up till, it's a fake name. Stayed up till 1 a.m. before falling asleep. He didn't return. When I woke up the next day, the hotel staff let me know he had checked himself out about 6 a.m. I did end up responding to his big, long text. I took everyone's advice and told him I was sorry it didn't go as expected. But I wasn't sure where he got the impression we were together. I said I'd be happy to sit and have a discussion about it all so we could make sure we're on the same page. He was not happy about this at all.
Wow.
He again went off with a bunch of the same type of thing he said in his first message. It didn't really seem to be going through his head at all. To be going through to him.
Yeah, to getting through to him.
Yeah. Even in these new texts, he kept referring to all this as me, quote, breaking up with him, despite me explicitly telling him we were never together and never have been together.
Yeah.
Again, all his messages were very clear and coherent, even if what he was saying was not based in reality at all. He wasn't sending paragraphs, just sentences, a really quick succession, which was blowing my phone up. He told me, which got to be probably turning her on at this point. Mm-hmm. As a guy, I know that that's probably making her really horny.
Yeah, 100%.
If you're blowing a chick's phone up about, like, why doesn't she understand how much you love her so much and, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's getting her real wet. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist, but I know.
So I don't know what happened here.
So he told me, because he's trying to turn around and trying to fix the problem.
Right.
I think this probably will work.
You just sent a dick pic. like a just half hard, a half chub.
Half chub dick pic. Yeah. So smart.
Because girls, like, love that. Yeah. Honestly, what goes through my head, though, from a safety standpoint, is clearly this guy is mentally unstable. Mm-hmm. And it's very known that one of a guy's biggest fear is like having a woman laugh at him, like get humiliated by a woman. I'd be actually a little bit concerned for her safety. I'd be concerned for my safety.
I agree with you.
Like, I don't even know if she should meet up with him to talk about it. Like, it seems a little
thankfully for her,
creepy.
She says he told me he didn't want to meet up and talk to me because I had ripped his heart out and crushed it in public.
That's crazy.
I did ask him for specific instances he could recall between us that made him think we were dating.
Yeah.
But he completely ignored the question, just kept on going on and on about how hurt he was that I was, quote, breaking up with him, and how he felt his world was ending.
Sounds like a fever dream. This is so crazy.
He said he loved me more than anything and had felt so confident that I had too, which is why he felt so certain about proposing to, quote, move our relationship along. She adds a bunch of question marks with that because she's like, what the fuck? Eventually, to be honest, I grew pretty tired of the conversation, stopped responding. It was just going around and around circles. This is basically how dudes feel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Me asking where he got this idea, him ignoring this, telling me how hurt he is and I'm breaking up over this, blah, blah, blah. He went on saying that he thought it would be a ring I liked because of my favorite gem, ruby, instead of diamond. It got me wondering how much he actually spent on the damn thing. I didn't look very clearly at the ring, so I couldn't tell if it was something super expensive or not. And that he had been working up all the courage to do so for a while, so I figured doing it and figured doing it when I was at home would make it more special.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, he was just talking to himself in my text because I wasn't responding anymore. When I checked back about 20 minutes later, I had something like 60 messages from him. Granted, they were all one sentences.
Holy
so he just
shit.
Kept firing them off.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very end, he apologized and told me it didn't matter anyway because, quote, I wouldn't see him around anymore.
That's wild.
Obviously, I was concerned. I asked for clarification. He said he was going to drop out of university, go back home. He couldn't deal with the shame. That's where our conversation ended. I don't really know how to respond to that. As it stands now, I don't really know where Jordan is. I didn't ask him, which is my bad. Not sure if we will ever talk again.
Yeah, I gotta let this one go and count your blessings that you weren't murdered.
Yeah, she did the right thing, like basically just checking in.
Yeah.
But like probably too much.
Yeah, I mean, like,
he
it's a very
that.
Bizarre thing
so
that
bizarre.
Got thrown at her. Which that's really crazy.
Credit to me, I found the story.
Yeah.
So
I don't even know.
Credit to me about that.
There's a lot of creative writing on Reddit, but like that's a bizarre one.
Yeah, dude. That's why I, you know, when we were getting started recording today, I started laughing, and Nikki's like, "Oh, this is gonna be good."
Yeah, yeah. I was like, "He's already laughing. We haven't even hit record yet."
Yeah, this one got me good.
I mean, that's pretty nuts. I don't even have any words for that. There's no solution. There's just like that was weird, and then you move on with your life. It just kind of sucks because, like, it's fresh right now where you're like, wow, this whole, like, relationship I've built with this person, like, friendship I've built with this person is now just, like, completely gone. We're strangers now, disappeared forever. This guy, like, proposed to me.
Yeah.
First guy to ever propose to me forever. That's the first guy to ever propose to her.
He proposed.
And, like, it's just a weird fucking story now. Like, and forever, for the rest of her life, that's just a weird memory. Like, the guy that actually becomes her husband... Like that's the second guy to propose to her,
oh.
or third or whatever.
It's not on him.
But like, yeah, exactly. It's not on either of them.
No.
But it's just a weird. Like, if I got proposed to by you after that happening to me, I would just think about that. In like, it's just.
I was the first person to propose to you, right?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, you almost were the second, but I put a stop to the first one. Like I felt it coming, and I was like, I gotta end this before.
You had to tell your bull.
I gotta tell. No.
Is that what you're saying?
No. This was before you. You know him.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's not that weird. It's like
no,
baked
it's
in
just,
the cake.
Yeah, it was just, that's what happened. When, like, that was, we were both in serious relationships when we first met.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that that person wasn't going to be the one for me. And until it got closer and more real, because we had talked about it.
Sure.
And
I think the rest of us knew before you did.
Yeah, for sure. But me and him had talked about getting married many, many, many times.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was coming up. Our 5-year anniversary was coming up. So I felt it was coming up. And the closer it got, the more like a sinking feeling, which was weird. So it's weird because it's like, there was nothing wrong. Like, I was comfortable with him. Yeah. I felt like we were best friends, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I just wasn't, like, in love. And the thought of being committed to him forever, like, made my heart sink.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, with you, it was like, I'm ecstatic. You know, I can't wait to marry you, you know? And that's, like...
I'm pretty cool.
And I think that the idea of marriage gets pushed on people. And that's how this shit happens. It's, like, the idea of marriage gets pushed on people from such a young age that that's, like, something to aspire to rather than, like... something that like will come when it's ready, like or, you know, you'll know when you know. It's like something that's like you're a failure if you don't find someone to marry, and it's like that's not true at all.
Dude, 150 years ago, this chick would be getting married to this guy, right?
Yeah,
now.
And I never
because
felt...
her family would have pressured her too,
right?
You know what I mean?
And I never felt this kind of pressure with this guy that I was gonna we were talked about. It was more that like I was in love with him at one point, and somewhere along the line I fell out of love with him and didn't really realize it until I thought of living with him forever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, forever is a long time. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I can't picture that happening with this person. And it was scary to break up with someone that you actually, I had love for him. I just wasn't in love with him.
But you know, it's not a long time is the break that we're about to go on.
Yeah. Well, the break?
Easy. Dude, easy.
Okay,
no, we're going on a podcast break.
Okay.
Not a marriage break.
Thanks
and I want to clarify that.
Okay.
Especially for my lawyers and my team of lawyers.
For the lawyers, he never clarified before.
No, I did.
He never clarified
I swear
before.
I did. No, no, no. You can play back many podcasts,
okay,
I promise.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So, look, nothing helps the show more than if you go to
Patreon.com/sticky, S-T-I-K-K-I. We put out the show a few days early before the public sees them or gets them.
Yeah.
We also, Steve does a crypto corner once a week. It's a live stream where he walks you through everything, holds your hand.
We're crushing the game, as usual. On how to invest in
crypto. Everyone that's been there a while has been seeing significant gains. We also do a live stream once a month. We play a free roll cash poker game where you can win cash prizes. And
if you beat us.
If you beat
us. Literally, we came in first and second last
night. Well, whatever I place in, I give my winnings to the last place person.
I don't. For me, it's
all
about.
And you don't. Yeah, because you suck. You're supposed to suck.
What?
Lately, you've been running pretty hot.
Who won more tournaments?
I'm saying you've been running pretty hot.
Me. Me. And by the way, yeah, I used the winnings to purchase
crypto
shit coins. Yeah. Though not good crypto. I gamble on shit coins with it.
Yeah,
my good crypto thing is a whole different thing.
Yeah. So anyway, that's there. Check it out. It helps the show. It helps us keep Mark on board. Our
reluctantly
our producer.
Producer.
If you think of that guy is important, check it out. All right, we'll be right back. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
We're not desperate. We're kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And we are back.
Hello.
So.
That wasn't enough time for me to go get my bowl. And
shut the fuck up. So stupid. Stupid game. I love it, though. Okay. So, next relationship advice question comes from...
About having this baby for 16 years? No, shut
up. People can't see you. Okay. Pregnant girlfriend, 23 female, wants me, 26 male, to pay $2,000 for maternity pictures.
Wait, what? Her girlfriend is how?
Pregnant girlfriend, 23. He's 26.
Okay.
Pay $2,000 for maternity pictures. How can I decline without sounding mean?
She's
trying to wiggle out.
Okay.
So she's about 7 months pregnant. Listen to the guy.
Okay.
7 months pregnant. We're in the process of getting a house. I'm trying to keep as much money as I can.
Yeah, I was hemming and hawing on his side, but go ahead.
I've also been paying $500 for her doctor visits per month, which totals to about $2,000. I'm also going to have... That sounds like a deal.
Pretty good, yeah.
Sounds like a deal. I'm also going to have to pay for the delivery, which after insurance could cost me close to $3,000. Plus, she will be staying home for a year, which I'm fine with. So all the bills will be on me for a year. She even wants to stay home permanently. I don't want that, especially since she has 3 pets, which she literally treats like human kids, costing hundreds of dollars per month. Whoa. So I feel like it's too much for me. I'm getting overwhelmed. I make $120,000 per year. I already feel like I'll barely survive with all the bills coming my way. In the past few weeks, she's been bugging me for maternity pictures. $800 to $2,000 for this.
$800 sounds reasonable.
Yeah, $800 sounds way better.
$2,000 sounds ridiculous.
I don't personally care about those pictures. She's insisting that she wants them because she always wanted to be a mom. I feel like she's turning the pregnancy into a show-off experience. How can I address the situation?
Well, she wants to document the memories in an artistic, creative way.
Bro, have an iPhone picture.
No, I'm saying you can meet in the middle.
Yeah.
You can get a photography session for $500 that's going to be pretty decent quality photos. With a professional photographer.
You don't even need a professional photographer if you're professional cheap ass like me.
No.
No, 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 no. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me.
No.
You take pictures at 5 p.m. magic hour is what they call it in the biz.
4 p.m., but okay.
There's some industry biz.
Right.
Inside on you.
Yeah.
So a lot of movies. So a lot of fucking movies and a lot, lot of web series as well and cartoons.
No, you're really selling it.
If you take pictures at 5 p.m.
Golden hour.
Thank you. Everything looks good. No matter what, you could have literally a blind grandma take a picture. It looks amazing.
Now, let's say I want a milk bath as a pregnant woman.
What the?
That's a very common photo shoot for a pregnant woman to have.
It's like the normie thing that they
do. Yeah. Okay.
They'll
now
take a bath in milk.
You don't know how to handle that. Try a fucking golden houring that shit.
Well, that's inside. I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
I don't know what to
it
do.
It requires a studio.
Shit.
Or a person coming to your house and bathroom and knowing what the fuck to do with a camera. It's worth $500.
Not 2 G's.
Yeah, not 2 G's.
2 G's is insane.
And it sounds like you're saving a lot on this pregnancy. Like, it costs $35,000 to deliver a baby. And it sounds like he's skirting away with like
good.
$5,000, you know?
Dude, my brother.
It's pretty sick.
Kenny?
Yeah.
He gave birth. Basically,
he did not give birth.
No, he did.
He did not give birth.
He paid for it, so he might as well.
He did
might
not
as well
give
the
birth.
Same thing.
Shut up.
He basically gave birth in like an inflatable jacuzzi.
Yeah, they had an at-home birth.
Correct.
Or like, but it was at a
with
center?
A midwife.
Was that
or
a center or was that at their?
No, they
home?
Came to their house.
Oh.
And like, yeah, same, well, like, same jam. Didn't spend that much.
Okay.
Comparatively to like the hospital bills.
Uh huh.
Like, this guy's getting a deal on everything.
Yeah. So exactly, you're making my point. You can afford $500 for a photo shoot.
All right, but
$2,000 is excessive.
Thank
Our
you.
Wedding photos did not cost that much.
Exactly.
And it was like, that was a good, the wedding photography
job.
Is worth it. Yeah. So our wedding photos were just under $2,000 and that's for a wedding.
Yeah. So one of the popular comments says, time to reveal the financial magic, right? Make a spreadsheet showing everything, income, taxes, one-time expenses, savings, retirement, child care costs, pet care costs. Just show her the impact of her income and like then talk about it.
Yeah, it does a snapshot.
Yeah,
we
I think that needs to happen.
We do this from time to time when yeah. I feel like, oh, we're spending too much. Like, let's see where our dollars are going and
yeah.
like, oh, here's where we should cut back and stuff. But that's, you're marrying, or he's already married to this
yeah,
person.
Yeah.
They're having a kid. Okay, so like,
he says pregnant girlfriend. He doesn't say married.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, if they do get married.
Yeah.
And.
I mean, that should be a priority.
If they do get. Well, I that's why I'm confused because.
I'm with you.
How is she under his health insurance if. Like, he's doing that without health insurance or it's under her health insurance? Like,
I have no idea. It sounds like he's doing cash payments.
That's confusing as fuck to me because that
yeah.
should be like $35,000. But so. The thing is if they get married, it's kind of her money too.
Yeah.
So like you should have these conversations for sure. But like, yeah, I think 2000 is unreasonable.
Okay. Yeah. I think that,
I think getting professional photos done is very reasonable on her part. Like
yeah.
the first time mother,
yeah.
I would 100% want to have,
do that?
I would 100% want okay. that. And I'm not even like, the type of person that like needs fancy crazy things.
You're
I really love documenting life in like pivotal moment, like really like milestone moments. And I think professional photography is absolutely worth it for those like those milestone life moments.
All right, work.
But $2,000 is crazy. Shop around for a deal. Like,
yeah.
like shop around. Like you can get a very decent professional photography session
yeah.
for 500.
Legit.
At least under 1,000.
Okay. Agreed. Yeah. You don't need fucking Larry. Like
are they in
Larry
upstate New York? Or like where?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
I have an uncle who was a White House photographer. So
mm-hmm.
That's why I say Larry Downing. Cause shout out.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea who that is.
He's my uncle.
Oh, okay.
So now you know.
Yeah.
So one time.
Why doesn't he have your family's last name?
True story. Well, because he's an uncle.
Through marriage?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, so one time. So he was like a White House photographer for the Clinton administration.
Uh-huh.
And before that a little bit. But like the famous story is like he was there and he's wearing a suit because you had to wear a suit like in the White House.
Yeah.
And then he said Bill Clinton turned to him one time and he said, hey, can you get me that girl's number right there? And then he was like.
And it was Monica Lewinsky?
No. But he was like, oh, I am a photographer. And then Clinton thought he was like a Secret Service guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Okay, next one comes from. My ex, male, 35 years old, contacted me. I am female, 38, to say he still loves me. How can I get over what happened? I don't want to make a long post. His mom never liked me. In fact, she hated me.
Okay.
She wanted him to find someone more in his, quote, social status.
Mm.
But I thought that as long as we loved each other, then I was happy and ignored thinking about a future with a family that doesn't like me. When I got pregnant, his mom spiraled.
Oh, she got pregnant.
Even more when Corona hit and she almost died. My ex changed afterwards. He spent a lot of time with his mom. He's getting cold towards me. Then he ended things with me because he found a, quote, younger, rich girl.
What?
That is a friend of the family that his mother approved of and adored. He left me before our daughter was born.
What the fuck?
For the last month, he's been emailing me, asking to meet. He said he had been miserable the past few years. He still loved me. He realized his mom used her illness to coerce him, and he was terrified that she would die if he disobeyed him. But then he realized that she was more than healthy and strong, so she was fine.
Oh, she was just pretending to get her way.
He is divorced now. He's had no contact with his family, who basically threatened him with disowning him if he left his wife. He said he's never stopped thinking about me or our daughter. He said the mistake is only his. He was a grown, independent adult. Shouldn't have let his family pressure him. He thought he was making them happy, but he ended up miserable. I've talked to my sister. I could give my daughter a whole home. She said that at least I could start by introducing him to our daughter. See how he is with her. If he really means his regret, I don't know. I'm terrified. I love him, but I don't want to hurt my baby if she gets attached to him and he leaves us. She's happy as she is now, but the possibility of everything being real and we could be a happy family is tempting. I can't stop crying writing this. Please ask me anything if something was unclear or missing.
Hmm. This is a really rare situation where it just
feels...
He's
a pussy.
It feel, for sure.
He's a pussy-ass bitch.
But it sounds like he, like... is owning all of that.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And he's learned from it and grows. It grew from it and regrets everything. Now, I'm not saying that she should be quick to accept that back. Like, I mean, that's a lot of trauma to have to have gone through. But it sounds like she still loves him too.
A quote unquote man though, who like abandons his own daughter because his mom is being bratty.
Yeah, but now he's dissociated.
I get it, but man.
He was under a spell.
The grenade that he threw into that whole thing
is crazy.
Too crazy.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, usually this is so cut and dry. I'd be like, fuck that guy forever.
No, I appreciate because I want to push back.
But this is like a rare instance where I'm not saying that she should go running back to accept him.
Yeah.
But I think there's a shot.
Okay.
I think that if they really can heal through that and like maybe they go to couples counseling or something, or you know, she's been to therapy or something like that. I mean, there definitely has to be like massive healing that happens.
I'm just hardcore disagree.
That's a crazy
thing. How can you trust him again? This guy at the most critical moment of your relationship chose to blow it all up.
Yeah, that.
How do you trust that?
Personally, I don't know if I could.
I don't think you could.
I don't know if I could. But that's
I think
that
would always linger in the back of your head.
I think that I wouldn't even be on Reddit asking this because if I still had feelings, I would shove them all the way down and be like, fuck you forever. I don't love you. You know, like, I don't know. But because she does still love him, like, I just feel like...
I think she loves the idea of him, but what he did to her is too crazy.
And that's what she has to get really honest about.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, she has to get really honest if that...
I think so.
If that is something real or something that's idealistic.
What did she talk about?
Huh?
She talks about the image of a family, right? She's like,
no.
If I could give my daughter the family...
It sounds more that, like, their family was broken and now it can be whole and she never stopped loving him.
She never stopped loving the ideal, maybe.
She never stopped loving him.
I don't know about that.
Why would she be crying posting it?
Well, it's a fucking traumatic experience.
For sure. But I don't know. There might be something there. There's not enough info.
Yeah.
They would have to really...
You can't generate enough opinion off of four paragraphs.
This is not a one-size-fits-all. If it was,
I'm judging you a little bit.
If it was, I'd just be like, you know, this guy's not a writer, fuck him forever. But
exactly.
But I don't know. It just sounds like he really messed up. COVID era was like a really traumatic time in general.
To be sure.
And there was a lot going on. And his family has... Okay, kudos to him for like his family has been trying to brainwash him this direction for his whole life. Yeah. And he still chose this girl.
Right.
And then it was like his mom's on a deathbed being like, my last wish is this. And
LARPing.
Yeah. And she was LARPing for sure. But now he's like learn the lesson like an extremely hard way. And if she, it's completely up to OP if she's going to forgive him. If she does forgive him, it just has to be forgiven. But
true. We're both into that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's 100% up to her. And it sounds like he's taking a lot of accountability for it, and wanting to prove to her that, you know, he fucked up and he's serious and he hasn't ever stopped thinking about her and blah blah blah.
Right.
And me personally, some of the things she said in there, like, oh, he said he found a rich young girl and like whatever, and like while I'm pregnant with his kid, I would never get over that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's me though.
Wow.
Like some people, if they cheat on you, the person's like, yeah, everyone cheats, and they get back together and they don't even, it's like not even, it's like, yeah, it made me upset for a week.
Yeah, some
like,
people are nuts.
They're crazy. Yeah. For me and you, we'd be like, fuck you them. Forever. Right. Never. Like, fuck you forever. But
fuck you.
But that's us. So I don't know. I don't know. Like it's total. Some people have different levels of.
How do you get back to the trust though? To me, I don't know how you get there, but hey, more credit, more power
if
to
it's
you.
Meant to be.
Yeah. If Jesus Christ is literally fucking putting his hand up your ass.
And putting his hand up your ass?
Or whatever, like using you as a puppet to say nice things that like need to be said to like heal a thing.
Uh-huh.
Good on you. I really mean it. But I don't know if I could do it. Mm. I'm too petty, too small. I'm a small man, a big body. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can handle it.
Chill.
I'm just saying.
Chill.
I'm chill.
We'll never be pregnant when I leave you. Like, you know, like, yeah.
But you said you would leave me.
If in this scenario,
okay, right, right,
I'm like, this scenario could never happen to you, is what I'm saying.
Why?
Because you'll never be pregnant and me go leave you.
Because
my mom's dying from COVID.
Right.
Yeah. And my mom doesn't think that you're in our class.
Fair.
Like, it just would never happen to you.
No.
This is not a scenario where either of us could be like,
no.
This could happen, you know?
I'm a tier above your mom.
Your mom loves me.
I'm above your mom.
Yeah.
In the class tier.
Shut up. In the class tier.
I don't even know what that means. I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying real hard.
I love you, Darcy. You're the best. I love your whole family. That's the thing, too.
I know. We got really lucky with
the in-laws. We got so lucky with the in-laws, yeah.
But also, I do think this class thing is very difficult.
It's a thing. It's a fucking big thing. It's a fucking thing.
Because I've never dated a super rich person. Yeah. You have.
Yeah, I have.
Well,
they weren't rich, but their family was.
Right. I've never dated someone where their family's loaded.
It's weird.
So
it was very unrelatable.
All of my serious relationships, we were at the same class level.
Right.
And I can't imagine, other than the stories that you've talked about, like, I can't imagine being in that situation. I'd be massively uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I liked about it is that I had to prove myself at every turn with the old man, which was fine with me. Cause
you liked that part of it?
Honestly, well, I didn't like the doubting part of it, but
yeah.
I loved it because I was able to dunk on him very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I knew exactly what I was
doing. Yeah, but see, that's all toxic to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, it's...
See, I like the dunking.
Yeah, but if you even feel like you have to, like, that's the part you get pleasure from is the dunking on the
always.
Person. It's like, that's not a healthy relationship.
But I had that with my own family until, like, probably, like, 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
I had that with my own family.
Not healthy.
Yeah, probably not. But that's because they set the rules, not me. They drew first blood, not me.
Yeah, I don't get pleasure out of dunking. I get pleasure out of proving people wrong in a way that makes them proud. But like,
To me,
the dunking, though,
it's 2 points at the end of the game and they can't come back from it. And I
win. The dunking is me knowing that they know that I showed them. You know, like,
yeah,
I don't have to say it.
Oh, but if you're going to dunk.
I'm not going to dunk.
Oh, see. I like to break the whole backboard.
They're dunking,
I like
the glass they're dunking to come on themselves already.
Okay, I see. I like the glass to come to rain down around me,
mm-hmm.
and for all attention in the whole stadium arena. They call it arena to be on me.
That's an ego thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, it's just the fact that they called me out.
Right.
They did the thing.
I know.
They drew first blood. I didn't do
this. This is all the way you're justifying it. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
Yeah, so I've just never experienced this thing, but I know it's a thing. There's movies about it. Romeo and Juliet's about that, you know? Like, you are not good enough to be with my daughter. There's that, all stuff because of class structure. And to a point, it might be true. Like, you just don't have the same background and you don't get each other. Like, you just aren't raised in the, with the same standards of living. Well, I don't know.
Some guys should be careful too, because there's a thing in, like, I don't know what you call it, maledom, where, like, the more you tell me as a dad that, like, don't do this thing to my daughter, I'm going to do it. Hmm. Don't do that shit. No, seriously.
What thing? Sounds sexual.
It can be, but it's like, you know, like, we have a friend who, like, you know, has a kid, and, like, there's constant talk about, oh, well, my daughter, blah, 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 fucking blah. And I'm like, dude, literally, if you have a guy come over and you think it's going to be Bad Boys 2, where you're at the door and, like, you're like, oh, what are your intentions with my daughter? And you pull out a gun, you fucking shove it in his face and do all this shit. I can't, I'm not kidding when I say this. Every girl that a dad tried to intimidate me with, I literally was balls deep in that chick, like, the same night. Like, go fuck yourself. You're dumb. Don't talk that way. Don't challenge a fucking younger man, because you're basically saying, like, you probably can't do this to a young guy who's like, I want to prove myself right now. Don't do this shit. It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
It's so stupid. So I was trying to explain this to a friend of mine recently, and, like, he basically has mine exploded in his fucking skull.
Not only that, but, like, if my dad tried to prevent me from seeing a guy that I was into, it would really hurt relationship with my dad.
Yep.
Like, because teenage girls were going to want to be with whoever they're going to want to be with. Like,
correct.
It doesn't matter what you think or what you do. Like, it, and the meaner you get, you're embarrassing them.
Correct.
So they're going to be like, I don't like you, dad. And they're going to, they're not, it's not.
And they're more likely to do things with the guy that they wouldn't have done before.
You basically willed it into existence.
You annexed them.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's the thing. And you're doing it for what? Your personal macho bravado bullshit?
Exactly.
To what? To talk to a friend in a tough way so that we think you're more badass when we leave? We're laughing at you, actually. When we leave the room, we're laughing at you.
Yeah, we're like, oh, your dad was fucking
whack.
What
a pussy.
Yeah.
You're a pussy. You're literally a pussy.
Your dad's a little crazy.
Exactly. And that's so, yeah, I had that happen to me a couple times with chicks in the formative years, and it never worked out the way the dads thought.
Well, also, ever. Like, dads that are like that, the daughter has them wrapped around their finger. Like,
that's a fact.
You know, like,
that's a fact.
And so they always go the route of, like, don't listen to him. Like, I get to do whatever I want.
So true.
Blah, blah. And, like, the dad really is pushing girl. Or, like,
yeah. Because it's like, oh, he said midnight? Rules. Oh, you can be back at 1. It doesn't. It's fine.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
You're so right. You're so right. It's insane.
They just know what they can get away with.
But the guy is so, you know, it's about his image. It's not about the girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm convinced
of. But I'm saying, like, both parts are making it so that whatever the dad doesn't want to happen is most likely
going to
happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he just set the deck for it.
Yeah, 100%.
And he should have shut the fuck up instead and been a nice guy.
100%.
Yep.
It's true.
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today.
That's all we have today. I hope you got your share of relationship advice. Don't propose to people that you aren't dating.
I mean, what the fuck? You've never kissed them one time?
You've never held hands?
If you're not in the Mennonite community, then I think you got all the signals to not do that.
Yeah. Just don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let your bull convert your wife to his religion.
Oh, so true.
He's for sexual pleasure only.
Exactly. We're big on that here.
Yeah. Okay. And then what was the third one? Oh, up to you if you want to take this guy back when he left your weakest.
Good luck with finding his phone one day and seeing him have a text message with somebody.
I couldn't build support. Yeah, I couldn't build trust back.
You took him back, and then next little ping is going to be basically.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The
is that
biggest
like
hit.
Every little thing would like re-trigger that hurt.
Right.
Like a normal fight would re-trigger that hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think trauma.
It's the Greek god who like his heel was the most vulnerable point.
Achilles.
That's not his name.
Oh.
I think his name is Hercules.
Okay. Yeah. You're right.
So exactly. So if you hit him in the heel, Hercules.
Yeah.
Then it would crumble him.
Hercules.
And so that's what I'm trying to get at here.
Yeah,
like
you are.
The next hit is going to be like right at that ankle shot, which is what everyone knows Hercules' weakness
is. It was so well studied at Greek mythology.
I was obsessed with it for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah. So there you go.
So there you go. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. It's the best way to support the show.
Yes, sir.
And we will see you next week. Peace.
Bye-bye.